This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Getting vaccinated against shingles can reduce the risk of developing dementia, a new study has found. The results provide some of the strongest evidence yet that some viral infections can have effects on brain function years later, and that preventing them can help stave off cognitive decline. The study found that people who received the shingles vaccine were 20% less likely to develop dementia in the 7 years afterward than those who were not vaccinated. Whether the protection can last beyond 7 years will be determined with further research. But with few currently effective treatments or preventions, doctors say that the shingles vaccine appears to have some of the strongest potential protective effects against dementia that we know of that are potentially usable in practice. Shingles cases stem from the virus that causes childhood chickenpox, varicella zoster, which typically remains dormant in nerve cells for decades. As people age and their immune systems weaken, the virus can reactivate and cause shingles, with symptoms like burning, tingling, painful blisters, skin lesions, and numbness. The nerve pain from shingles can become chronic and disabling. In the United States, about 1 in 3 people develop at least one case of shingles, also called herpes zoster, in their lifetime, the CDC says. About a third of eligible adults have received the vaccine in recent years. There are different theories about why shingles vaccines might protect against dementia. One possibility is that by preventing shingles, vaccines reduce the neuroinflammation caused by reactivation of the virus. Another possibility is that the vaccines rev up the immune system more broadly. The new study also found that women who have more reactive immune systems and larger antibody responses to vaccination than men experienced greater protection against dementia than men. The vaccine also had a bigger protective effect against dementia among people with autoimmune conditions and allergies. The study did not distinguish between types of dementia, but other research suggests that the effect of the shingles vaccine in holding off Alzheimer's disease is much more pronounced than for other types of dementia. That might be because some Alzheimer's cases are associated with compromised immunity. Yellowstone's iconic bison herds have merged into a single entity after 100 years of wandering the park. Two genetically distinct herds have finally become one interbreeding population, a new study finds. Herds of wild bison have meandered through Yellowstone's vibrant landscape since prehistoric times. Grazing freely in the expansive grasslands of the park, they are the last free-range bison in the United States. Although bison are now abundant in the national park, poaching pushed the local population near extinction by the turn of the 20th century. Park managers tried several methods to help conserve Yellowstone's bison, halting poaching and even introducing a new herd to the region. Thanks to conservation efforts, both the native herd and the introduced herd, which consisted of adults from Montana and Texas and calves from Yellowstone's native herd, the bison were able to thrive. Genetic analyses showed that descendants of the introduced group remained genetically distinct from the native bison until now. In the past 20 years, Yellowstone's two bison subpopulations have become one large interbreeding herd. Workers at the National Park Service collected tissue samples biopsied from 282 individual bison for analysis. Researchers found that genetic markers indicated lineage and how the population has changed over time. Researchers concluded that the two groups roaming the land interbred frequently enough that they are no longer genetically distinct, but are now one very large herd of Yellowstone bison. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.